The Two Kenyas, Part 3. I saw one young herdsman giving what he had managed to scoop out of a scoop hole to his camel. They all sit around their water pits or the pits they're digging and will always share with their goats and camels first what water they can glean from meagre offerings. I saw carcasses of animals in all stages of living and ultimately death. Dried up old bones inside tough leathery skin, skeletal in comparison to our beautiful fat cows and goats here in my own country. I saw UNICEF authorities doing their best in their struggle to keep man and beast of all ages alive in an increasingly depressing, nightmarishly dry environment. I saw babies hungrily accepting the plumpy nut, which is a ready-to-eat food that comes in a silver packet. Nourishment for the young. What about the parents, who can only look on in gratitude at least their baby is receiving food? And if you're not familiar with plumpy nut, it has a peanut base and is food that is supplied as ready-to-use therapeutic food, RUTF in short, especially manufactured by the French for severe cases of malnutrition. UNICEF are rehabilitating boreholes up and down the country as fast as they can. People can walk 7 kilometres to these bores, and once there, the children just run their faces directly under the taps. I saw the effects of battle and the massive shift of people from one place to another through penalties enforced upon them by the useless ravages of war instigated by only a few seeking power. Oh, that I might never be responsible for the deaths of fellow countrymen, 20 million of them, and still counting. I saw meagre shelters in amongst the few patches of vegetation, herdsmen, young and old, pushing their dying animals from waterhole to waterhole, from rehabilitated borehole to rehabilitated borehole, the distances in between growing more and more every day. I saw the evidence of acute malnutrition, most especially in the under 5-year-olds. I saw a hardy and strong nation of people who have probably existed in this state for many years, stretching back beyond those marked by the Bible. I constantly read in the Bible the prophecies of living the way they do and suffering the consequences of decisions made unwisely back then in their behaviour and choices in life. But how does one educate so many? The answer can only be just one at a time. And that is the end of part 3.